We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Meeting, and with me is Paul Ray, who is Vice President, U.S. Crop Protection for BASF. And BASF just came out with a new survey of growers and consumers that we're going to talk a little bit about. So, first of all, Paul, tell me about this survey.
Well, the survey is a great insight into where the growers and consumers see the opportunities in agriculture. Everyone's concerned about, can we successfully produce enough food in a sustainable fashion to meet a rising global demand picture? And what I was encouraged about in the survey was that on a universal basis, growers and consumers agree that that is possible.
Well, what are some of the results specifically, how they showed about both groups' thoughts on feeding the world?
Yeah, to me, one of the key insights in the survey was that both agreed that technology and knowledge coupled together with sustainable farming practices are the key elements which are going to drive production in the future, which for an organization that invests heavily in agricultural research and development, we're encouraged by that because we intend to bring the very latest technology in the future that are going to help growers boost those yields.
Well, interesting that consumers can recognize that as well. What was the consumer's opinion on what the farmer's top concern should be going forward feeding the world?
Well, the consumer saw sustainability and safe food production as really, really important, and growers do as well. Growers also rate pretty highly being financially successful, which we also understand. Mm-hmm. A key element of sustainability has to be making a profit, mm-hmm. and farmers recognize that loud and clear. But I think there was much closer alignment than we thought, which to me also demonstrates that as an industry, we're doing a better job of actually reaching out and connecting with the consumer and telling our story much more effectively than we have historically.
Wow, that's something really positive that we need to get out. Well, what did you see as some of the main differences in the perceptions between growers today and the growers a few years ago?
Well, growers are noticing that they are needing to, and they are increasing their stewardship practices. They've noticed that they're having significant positive contributions in terms of reducing erosion, reducing the need for water that they're consuming on an annual basis, really being more efficient and more effective. I was encouraged by the fact that growers see opportunity to do even more of that in the future and become even more sustainable and efficient, which is really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is BASF as a company doing to help growers deliver on the expectation of quality crops and to do it while demonstrating stewardship and sustainability?
Well, BASF sees itself as an innovation leader, bringing new solutions to growers to needs and situations they haven't even encountered yet. We're investing close to $2 million a day to bring the very latest technology to them to help them boost yield today, but also in the future.
Well, now, how does BASF's pipeline, well, I know we talk about this all the time, but it's always exciting.
Yeah.
What are some of the things we're looking forward to in the next few years?
A great deal. In the last 3 years alone, BASF has brought 22 new crop protection technologies to the American farmer. That's unprecedented. In the next 2 years, we'll bring another 11. Some of those will be major blockbusters, including products like Zidua and Ingenia, which will be our dicamba-tolerant crop solution.
Well, how are those products in particular helping farmers be more sustainable?
Oh, it's significant. Even in this last year where we had a ravaging drought over many parts of the country, we saw by using the very latest crop protection technology, such as some of our new fungicides like Preaxor, actually help boost yields. Obviously, we needed water in many parts of the cropping situations, mm-hmm. but where that occurred, we saw still significant yield increases over traditional treatments, which is very encouraging.
Now, we're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. BASF always has a significant presence here. Why is it so important for you as a company to be here?
Well, we want to tell our story and really connect with growers right across the country. We greatly value the support they provide us on an annual basis in consuming our products. We very, very much see ourselves as a partner to them. And this platform gives us a great opportunity to communicate right across the country on what's going on and really hear from all the other industry experts as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Paul?
Well, we're very encouraged by the support that farmers provide us. Our commitment to them is that we'll be an ongoing, committed partner, bringing the very latest technologies, a huge commitment to R&D, expanding our people and encouraging them for their support of our products.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Ray, with BASF here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.